Respect yourself before you wreck yourself. Hey guys, it's Ty, the Melanin Advocate, and welcome to my podcast. Okay, now before I dive into the topic, what we're going to be talking about, do me a favor and subscribe. That's right, hit that button and subscribe. The good thing is you can listen to my podcast on 8 different channels, so what you waiting on? I'm not stopping you. Your phone is working. Subscribe to the Melanin Advocate. Oh my goodness, I know. Surprise episode. I didn't even think I was going to record before the first, but I'm trying to be more intentional with my time and the things that I do, and I know that I can get this done in a day. It's not like I talk to you guys for 2 hours or anything like that. So this is episode 6, and we're just going to be talking about me, you know, self-love, self-care, understanding who you are as a person, understanding when, you know, some things just don't go the way you want them to go, and you have to be okay with those things. And yeah, I'm just going to self-reflect on this year and some things that I want to do within the next year so I can grow. So you guys ready? All right, let's check this episode out. I honestly and strongly believe that how we are raised shapes how we are as an adult and how we love people and how we're able to communicate and give affection and just things that you think would come natural that don't necessarily come natural. I myself, even as an adult, still have to learn how to love people and also love myself first and foremost. I grew up in a not so loving home. My mom is not super affectionate, and you know, she's not one of those people that wants to discuss things. She's kind of really like, okay, if something happens, she doesn't want to talk about it. And as I've gotten older, you know, you say you don't want to become your parents, but you end up becoming a different version of who they were or who they are still. And I just realized that's not who I want to be. I'm big on seeking out, you know, help and understanding from a therapist. So I did find me a therapist, guys, for next year. I am big on therapy this year. Like, I need to talk to somebody other than the people I know, other than friends, other than family, other than, you know, a significant other. Like, I'm big on that. And so this year is all about me. You know, it's all about being selfish with my space, being selfish with my peace, my mind, my time, like being so intentional about the things I want to do, being intentional about the connections I make with people, and also just really taking time out to get to know Ty. Like, there are so many walls and things that I need to tear down first in order to be a greater person, a greater woman, a greater mother, a greater lover. Like, those, so many things I need to work on with myself. And it all stems from me not having a super strong relationship with my mom. Like, I love my mom to death, but I can honestly say I have not talked to my mother in about a year and a half, and I haven't seen my mom, like, really seen her, sat down with her, us having a really great conversation in about 3 years. And my mom is here in the United States. So that's tough. That's tough to want to receive love and affection from the person that gave you life and not having that, not being able to experience what people experience when they have a close relationship with their mother. It hurts and it sucks. And especially during the holidays, I'm not, you know, the happiest person in the world because I'm constantly thinking about what it would be like to experience a mother-daughter holiday. Like, me and my mom really haven't seen eye to eye since I was 16. 16 years old was when I decided that I no longer wanted to live in my mother's house, and I moved to live with my grandmother, who, oh my God, was the love of my life. And, you know, I became an adult a lot faster than what I expected to be. So through trials and tribulations and crazy relationships, here I am. And I'm finally, you know, realizing that it's time to take care of Ty. I've taken care of so many people, and I just have never just paused my life and just said, okay, what does Ty want? What does Ty need? You know, what do I love? What things make me happy when I'm alone, when I'm not with someone? I have shied away from, like, family events. Like, I don't go home. Like, I'm just much isolated from a lot of my family because it's a constant reminder of the relationship that I don't have with my mom. Constant reminder of the woman I'm trying not to be, but I'm slowly becoming her because she isolated herself from my family. And I'm doing the same thing. And it sucks that it's become that way. But sometimes toxic is toxic, whether it's your family, your mother, your brother, your sister, your lover, whoever. Like, toxic is toxic. And sometimes you have to just cut it off. Like, you got to cut off those type of connections. And until I'm healed, until my heart stops hurting, and until I can stop craving the affection from my mother, which I'm pretty sure that probably will never stop, then I have to take care of me and do things that are beneficial for me. So a couple of days ago, I cut my hair. Yes, I am bald again. I shaved all my hair off. Well, I went to the barbershop and let them do it. And that had to be the most freeing feeling I've felt in a long ass time. I don't know what it is about me and having a bald head, but for some reason that shit, like, elevates my soul, elevates my spirit. Like, I feel like I can accomplish anything. I feel like the bad bitch I needed to be to get things done. Like, I just feel focused, and I'm not constantly worrying about what the hell to do to my hair. I don't know what happened in life where hair is just such a big part of being a woman, but jeez, that's not something I want to waste my time on anymore. I am 28 years old, and the thought of me getting bundles and getting my hair braided and just doing shit that I know I'm not going to keep up with was not appealing to me at all. I love being able to walk through a crowd and hold my head up high and just focus on my natural beauty, the beauty I have without any hair. Like, that makes me feel so good. Like, I don't think I've felt this good in so long. Like, it's amazing. Like, and I'm so happy I did this before the first. I'm so happy I'm able to shed away any hurt, any pain, any stress, all of that. I watched it fall on the floor. And as the barber just kept cutting, I was just like, wow, this feels good. This feels like me. I feel like me again. And I haven't felt like me in a long time. I sometimes start becoming a person that I think someone wants me to become. And I lost sight of me. I lost sight of what makes me happy and what makes me tick and what makes me smile and laugh and, you know, just live. And I got some of that joy back. And don't get me wrong, sometimes when you're transitioning, that comes with pain too. Not everything that I thought would happened. And, you know, I'm making a change and a transition, and, you know, it's okay. It's okay to do things a little bit differently. It's okay to want to experience life in a different way. And, you know, it's okay to go down a different journey. Like, I'm a creative person and I want to create and I want to write again. Most of you guys don't know, I used to write blogs. I used to have a blog a long time ago, all way before I started Respect My Melanin. Like, I used to write a lot. And so I'm getting back to that. Like, I'm getting back to doing the things that genuinely make me happy. Don't get me wrong, Respect My Melanin is still going to be there. You know, product is still going to be there. But my focus is on getting my message and my voice out and helping to change women's lives and people of color's lives. And hopefully you learning about me and my journey can bring confidence for you and help you make a change that you might have needed to make. I just know that this year I'm being intentional. I'm setting my goals. I'm crushing those goals. And I am going to be more responsible for my success. I'm not going to sit and wait around for things to just fall into my lap. I'm going to create my own opportunities. And I'm going to be who I needed to be and who I was supposed to be freaking long time ago. And I'm going to love on me every chance I get. Because life is too short. Life is way too short to, you know, dwell on the things in the past. And it's time to shed those layers of hurt and guilt and, you know, unforgiveness and start forgiving myself for things that I cannot change. I can't change how someone feels about me, but I can change how I feel about myself. I can change how I decide or when I decide if I want a relationship with my mother. I can change when I decide. I can change, sorry. If I want to have a stronger relationship with my family, I can change that. But right now, 2019, before I turn 30, because this is my 29 wine fine year. Before I turn 30, I'm making it a big, big point to make big ass changes this year. And I'm saying no to a lot of things. And I'm saying yes to a lot of things I want to do for myself. I am super happy that I woke up and even just said, you know what? If it's on your mind, do it. I wasn't going to do this podcast today. I wasn't going to, you know, pour my heart out to you guys today. But I was like, do it. What's stopping you? What's really stopping you from expressing how you feel on a regular basis? I'm not doing this for the money. I'm not, you know, doing this. I'm doing this because I know that my story is going to help somebody. My story, me telling my story to you guys, heals me, helps me. This is therapy for me when I can't see my therapist, you know? And as I sit here and rub on my bald head, as a constant reminder that a rose can still grow out of the concrete and that love can happen. I can love myself and I can love someone else and I can be a happier person. But first, everything starts with me. Everything has to start with me. I want to be a better mother, a better friend, a better communicator. Like, I have to learn these things, and I'm going to do it. It's not going to be an overnight thing. It's not something I'm going to be like, oh, I got it done today. It happened today. But I also know, and this is my favorite quote, guys, that true freedom is when you have no fear. And this is my year of having no fear, not being afraid, having that childlike instinct to just jump out and do something and not really think about how it's going to affect the other people, but just doing it because you genuinely enjoy what you're doing. It's not about the likes on Instagram, the likes on Twitter, the followers. Like, it's about me. And so my Instagram handle has changed. It does say Just Ty Centrell, but I'm still the melanin advocate. I'm going to always advocate for women of color. I'm always going to advocate against colorism. But I also feel like I'm more than just a handle. I'm more than just the name of my Instagram platform, and I don't want to put myself in a box anymore. Like, I want to be able to share all my talents, all my creativity. I am especially excited about finishing school this year. I have 10 months left and I'm getting a degree, and I committed myself to that. I haven't committed myself to a lot of things, and I haven't been consistent with a lot of things. But one thing I do know right now is school and being a mom. I'm being really freaking consistent with that. And I'm proud of myself. I am proud of how far I've come. I'm proud of the woman and who I am in this journey right now. I'm just proud of me. So thank you guys so much for listening to me today. I know I probably rant and rambled, but you get the gist. You get where I was going. This episode is all about self-love and self-discovery and just being intentional with your time and your connections and your space and your peace. I love you guys, and stay tuned for more from Ty, the Melanin Advocate.